Let's talk about your caregiver, David. Those of us who are around you frequently also have gotten to know David, who is such a pleasing personality. Talk about what he does for you. He's a big guy and a very strong person.
He is very strong, and I'm extremely blessed. David arrives in the morning and literally physically lifts me out of bed, dresses me, brushes my teeth after he feeds me breakfast, and then gives me a shave job and applies lotions and whatever else, all the duties that have to be accomplished in the morning. I just lay there and he takes care of.
Yeah. How did you get to know him?
Interestingly enough, my partner's late wife ran a home health agency, and David came to work for her in Tahlequah, Oklahoma, over 20 years ago. So Wes knew of him from those days. He's worked for three different ALS patients over the years. One of them had a tracheotomy, which is an artificial breathing device, and lasted for a long time with that device. And then the next gentleman he worked for also had a breathing device and a tracheotomy. Then he wanted to come work with me, and I was very honored and pleased to have him.
The personalities apparently are working, because you could have personalities that just don't get along with each other.
Oh, absolutely. We laugh a lot. We tell stories all the time and just have a great time.
Yeah. Well, he's a sweet person. There's no question about that.
I'm very blessed.
Yeah. Let's talk about your chair that you're in and what it can do for you now. Just kind of talk about the mechanics of it.
Well, it's a permobile wheelchair. I have a handle that I can operate it and get it up to speeds of like 16 miles an hour if we're really wanting to go for a ride. It is an amazing device in that it can move me into any position basically I want to be in, including taking a nap. It will be almost completely horizontal. And I could adjust the seat back and leg positioning very easily with the device. I still have enough strength right now that I can mobilize the devices with my right thumb and so forth.
As ALS will progress, and it could affect your ability to communicate.
Yes.
The computer, the eye contact, you to be able to actually type by eyesight on a computer.
Right. One thing with ALS, you don't lose the ability to move your eye pupils. And the eye gaze computer will let you have a bar in front of your eyes that by moving your eyes, you can accentuate whatever letter you want to use. And as typical technology today, they'll be predicting what you're trying to say. So you can just simply hit OK and it will put in the word. And then once you're completed, you can either send it as an email or you can hit speak. And in my case, I have done a program called Model Talker. So I've recorded thousands of words already. The machine will be speaking with my voice so I can communicate with people and they'll feel comfortable talking to me.
That's pretty amazing.
Yeah, it is phenomenal.
The process of recording, did you say thousands of words? Do you just say the word or do you say phrases?
The first session was 1,600 sentences. And I know that doesn't sound like that much, but trust me, it is. Basically, you have a screen that has a sentence on it. They have a voice that speaks the sentence, and then you repeat the sentence as you come across each one, and it's 1,600 sentences. So there's a lot of words in that.
Yeah, and do-overs. You probably know what recording voice is all about. And
sure.
You screw up, and so you probably had to do a lot of do-overs. So that took several hours, I'm sure.
Oh, many hours, many days, actually.
Yeah. So 1,600 phrases?
Yes. And from that, words that weren't in the phrases, they can recreate because they have all the intonations of all these various sentences and so forth. They can take that and create new sentences that weren't on the list.
We have no idea when that is going to be needed.
Don't have any idea yet. And that's true with breathing equipment and feeding tube. That's another thing. Eventually, you can't swallow. So in order to get nutrition, liquids, medications, and so forth, you have to have a feeding tube, which is inserted into your esophagus.
You just think arms and legs. Those of us who are learning about it don't realize it begins then to affect the throat.
Yes, yes. You just don't know when that will happen. So far, I've been blessed, and that has not started yet.
I was thinking when I said, well, we don't know when you'd have to use that voice bank. Do you think about that a lot, the projection of this?
You know, John, I'm living every day the best I can and celebrate each day in gratitude because I've had a wonderful, blessed life. And what comes will come when it comes. I'm just not obsessing over that at all.
When you wake up, do you wonder what progressed today or will today?
No, I don't really dwell on that.
In fact, you said to me one time, Don, you know, I don't really think about ALS that much.
I really don't. It is what it is, and my main feeling is gratitude for a wonderful life.
You spoke that way a year ago. Here it has obviously affected you more, and you're still saying the same things in the same way. It's pretty amazing.
My favorite quote of all time is attributed to Abraham Lincoln. People are about as happy as they make up their minds to be. I choose to be positive, happy, and in gratitude.